from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It goes back to, right, you know, how does an organization work well? And it's with myself being a head coach and Nick as a GM being tied together and in constant communication and always working together on everything that we do. So it has to be, there's a trust factor there. And I trust what Nick does and know he knows the type of players that we're looking for and the type of players that we're about. So it makes the transition for me, it makes all of the transactions very seamless because of the trust that we have in one another.
All right, that was D'Amico Ryan's meeting with the media yesterday. And that trust is going to be on display for the next 9 hours because the Texans, at least outwardly, have a lot of work to do on this roster. They were among the teams yesterday that at least listed publicly made the least amount of cuts. So D'Amico met with the media yesterday at 11 o'clock, and there's a lot to keep your eyes on today. Keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long, including right now. Welcome in. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Hello this morning, my friend.
Hello.
How are
I
you?
I think these last couple press conferences after the game and then yesterday for D'Amico Ryans, I feel like you can read the angst on his face and in his body language. He seemed almost somber at times, and it's I think as he alluded to, it's a much harder group to cut down and pare down this year. There's still positions like cornerback where it's not as deep as you want it, and I think there will be some swapping out of players there. But I think that he's got to let go of more good football players that he's also had a year to form a relationship with. That I felt for him. So D'Amico's not some cold-hearted brute that's just going to be like, get out of here anyway. We don't need you. Don't let the door hit you on the butt. Yeah, but if it does, we're not responsible for any payments because you're already cut.
Because you signed a waiver. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a human being, unlike many of the NFL head coaches out there.
He's not like Bill O'Brien, who probably was like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, 25 jubilant of the guys who got let go, like, oh, I'm going to relish this. I don't know. At Hard Knocks, it seemed like some of the guys. That was back in 2015 before Bill turned into Dictator Bill. But, it's man, there's going to be a lot of news coming out of NRG Stadium today, man.
It is one of those things, too. It's not just cutting down to the 53. It's that there's 1,000 players that hit the market all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So you're cutting down to 53, and then you realize, oh, there's another guy out there who's better than my current backup interior offensive lineman. So let's get rid of this guy too if we can bring this other guy in. So it's a lot of activity. It's a gold rush all at once.
We're going to probably get Nick. Nick's going to meet with the media tomorrow. I think we're going to get him next week, probably like Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, I think. I am curious. I don't know how curious the audience is, but when you bring that up just now, Seth, like, is this something? Because you're right. There's 31 other teams that are cutting guys. Do you, like, assign, you know, I don't know how many scouts they have or how many people they've got in their personnel department.
427.
Whatever it is, do you assign one guy for each team and they're just keeping eyes on a team? Like, you know what I mean?
I would imagine, the way I imagine it is, you know, they've got grades on all these guys around the league. They try to do at least a little bit of something.
Yeah.
And there's just a spreadsheet of some sort that everything hits. You look and you got your board to see who's actually out there that you're interested in. And then you got to try, but you got to make these decisions quickly.
Quickly,
I feel like it's funny. As advanced as NFL teams are in some respects, they're having to make decisions on some of these things way faster than we as fantasy football players probably fret and wring our hands over some decisions because of the volume and the speed that all of it happens.
3 p.m. today is the cutdown deadline, and then waivers, if I'm not mistaken, close up at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So, like, it doesn't end with cutting it down to 53. In fact, like, to your point, that's where the mayhem begins. Just to go find guys that are 51, 52, and 53 on your roster, basically. But I do think you touched on cornerback. In going through the exercise of putting a 53-man roster together, and again, at least outwardly, the Texans, for our purposes, aren't anywhere close to it. Internally, they probably are. As Nick pointed out on McAfee last week, like 47 of the spots are sewn up already. So really, whatever angst is going on is identifying the last few guys and then probably telling guys, hey, we'd love to bring you back on the practice squad, et cetera, et cetera. the process is crazy. Yeah. So DeMeco met with the media yesterday. I think the thing that popped up yesterday that was the most interesting with the Texans was Jordan Schultz reported this yesterday, that several teams are calling the Texans about John Metchie III.
Yeah.
Here's what it says. Sources. Multiple teams have reached out to the Texans to see if John Metchie III would be available in trade due to the plethora of receivers on their roster. It's unclear if Houston would move him, but several teams are keeping a close eye. The former second-round pick out of Alabama had 10 catches for 100 yards and a touchdown in the preseason. And we know that that last sentence doesn't begin to tell the story of John Metchie's, well, his overall story, but of this preseason either, where it was very up and down for Metchie. It ended up for him. He was really good the last couple weeks of the preseason. What do you make of trade rumors involving or teams pinging the Texans to see about John Mechie's availability?
I would say that with John Metchie, you know, you still got 2 years on his rookie contract left. I'd be really hesitant to trade him if he's a guy that you've liked what you saw out of him, that he came back physically, looked different, took a little while for it to really click for him in training camp, but in some respects, this is almost like a rookie year for him. And then it clicked, and I think for a guy that you drafted in the second round, you always got to look at it and say, all right, well, Let's say somebody offered a second-round pick, which I think is probably high, but let's say somebody offered a second-round pick. That might be the highest offer you'd get for a John Metchie. Then you got to think, all right, well, I mean, this is a guy that we spent a second-round pick on, and it looks like it might be working out. There's a 33% chance that whoever we draft with that second-round pick ends up being a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you'll have 2 more years of cost control, but I don't know if the opportunity cost, and I don't think they'll get offered a second round pick. So I'm skeptical that they'll let him go. I think they're going to stick with Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie.
I do too. And we'll hear from DeMeco in a second on the wide receiver room. I do too. When I saw that tweet from Jordan Schultz yesterday, I retweeted it because immediately what goes into my head is, okay, what's the minimum that I would take back in a trade for John Metchie III? And I said, I would do this trade, a second round pick for John Metchie plus a day three pick. Like one of those things where you give him back like a fifth or so. Metchie and a fifth for a second. I said, I would do a trade like that. The reaction was really interesting because it ranged everywhere from, you're never getting a two for Metchie. And I said, I know you're probably not. That's my point. Like I don't know that there's a trade out there that I would do for Metchie because I probably wouldn't give up a two even if I'm getting a fifth back, if I'm getting Metchie, if I'm another team. But the reaction was interesting to that proposal because there's a lot of people like, can't trade Metchie. So the recency bias is incredible because there's probably some of the same people that were saying Mechie's trash 2 weeks ago. But the one good point people brought up was, look, you only got Diggs on a 1-year deal. So there's a chance that John Metchie III is your third wide receiver next year, too.
Right, you know? I think that's one thing that it's easy to forget is that Diggs is on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, maybe it works out and they extend him a little bit or they don't, but it's very possible that he's not here next year. So, I'm getting kind of stingy with the parting ways with younger players. It's funny because the NFL trades are just becoming more and more frequent and common, and especially maybe on this team because Nick Caserio is so active. I am starting to think about it in baseball terms a lot more, like with service time and cost control and everything like that. And the fact that John Metchie's on his rookie contract for two more years is very appealing to me right now.
Yeah, well,
because they're spending money in free agency elsewhere. I don't want to have to also pay once Stephon Diggs leaves.
No, and dude, in 2 years when CJ gets paid, that's going to be at the forefront of everything we talk about with assets and free agency is going to be the potential cap hit. Here's to
Derek Stingley signed with Mulligetta.
I had that in headlines, but yes. Yeah, Derek Stingley Jr. has the same agent as CJ Stroud and Deshaun Watson now. He signed with Mulligetta yesterday. Oh, by the way, Derek Stingley Jr. eligible for a contract extension after the upcoming season. So we'll see how that goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's D'Amico Ryans yesterday on the wide receiver room.
Yeah, we have a really tight wide receiver room, right? It's a lot of good players in that room. A lot of guys made a lot of plays throughout the training camp practices, and also some guys showed up in the games as well. Feel really good about the room that we have. You know, you have the top three guys that we have are all big-time playmakers, but all the other guys have stepped up and made plays at some point, right? And That's a good problem to have, Jonathan. When you have as many guys as we have, it's a really good problem. And I'm definitely excited about the group. I think Coach McDaniel's done a great job of working with that group and getting those guys better.
You touched on earlier in this segment, Seth, like, hey, cornerback maybe is a position where there, you know, you go through the exercise of putting a roster together, you're like, okay, the back end of this room still ain't all that great. Why they're gonna have a very good wide receiver room, and I think they're gonna have a very good running back room. This team, regardless of how it shakes out. And by the way, there's been no resolution yet on the all-important Damian Pierce and Cam Akers situation. We're still in a holding pattern on that one.
Yeah, it's funny. I was on a stream last night when one person was just kind of I think he was flat out disgusted with me for the way that I've been trying to read D'Amico Ryan's body language when asked about Damian Pierce. And I'll tell you what, I think when it comes to coach speak, it's really, really hard to read. It's really hard to read D'Amico Ryans because I think he hates having to do coach speak. And because of that, it makes it very effective coach speak.
Yeah.
You can't tell whether he's trying to play it close to the vest or if he's in genuine turmoil over what he's saying or not being able to say what he wants to say. And with Damian, it's a tricky situation because – you could read it. You know, there's reasons he might not want to give a ringing endorsement of Dameon Pierce right now, just because it kind of opens up the door for people reading into other answers or what have you. So, but when people ask Dameon Pierce, he has said some nice things about him, but he hasn't said, well, oh no, Damian's on the team or anything. He's said very vague things like, well, we've seen all we need to see out of Dameon.
Yep,
that
yep.
could mean a million different things.
Yeah, it's a good job.
If you say it with a different tone of voice, it could be, we've seen everything we need to see out of this guy.
If it's a transcript, it could go any number of ways.
Right.
That's true. All right. The Astros, we'll get to them in the next segment. They got walked off last night by the Phillies. Another game where they had a lead. Man, they've had leads in all of these games so far on this road trip. It's been a painful one. Where do the Astros sit right now? Thoughts on that? And there is some must-see TV going on tonight. We will get into that as we're off and running on a Tuesday here on Pain and Pendergast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.